Well, hello, Lynn. Oh, good. It looks as if you heard me. Good. Yes, this is Christoph from Munich, and it's boiling hot here. I don't know how it is over there in the States. Here in the south of Germany, we just got a boiling heat here presently. Which actually brings me to the topic of this little talk. Well, maybe that's a little absurd, but it's about happiness. I would very much like to talk about happiness today. And now, when the weather is so warm, so many people run around and they're so happy that it's finally summer. And but we are talking about a deeper level, a deeper understanding of happiness. And our happiness. Actually, is generated through our remembering, as often as we can, that we are not alone, that we are certainly not alone, and that the dear Lord is right there with us in any situation that we are in, no matter how difficult the situation may appear, no matter how sick we may be presently, the dear Lord, or say love, this unconditional stream of eternal love is constantly surrounding us and flowing through us just as well. Jesus, in the Course in Miracles, suggests that when we get up in the morning, best thing to do is just to think of God for a few minutes. Just to remember this being one with Him, this being eternally united to this power of love, to this power of health, to this power of freedom. To this never-ending stream of shining life. And it really doesn't matter what words we use to remind us. The main thing is that we find some words that remind us of the fact that God is. And that we are. This memory can bring so much healing into our systems. Because it's the memory that in the essence of our souls, we are just happy. And free. And filled with peace. And overflowing with love. There's this sentence from the Hopi Indians chief. The Hopi Indians was quoted to have said, "We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And so it's time to stop waiting, and opening the door, and awakening." To this truth that we are. And I am sure, and this is how I personally experienced it too, that any kind of problem and any kind of disease is, when looked at correctly, right-mindedly, is nothing but a reminder for us to find our way back to our source, back to this stream of life, back to the divine. When we can look at our diseases and at our problems, like this, from this point of view, they entirely lose their threat. Because I remember, okay, I'm sick now, I can't sleep because of this and that, or because of pains. But this is a reminder, and what I am called to remember is within my reach. It's not somewhere out there. It's right within my mind. Sometimes it appears that as though it's difficult to find our way back to this inner lightness, to this inner gentleness, to this inner stream of life and love. But is this really so? Or doesn't this show me that some part of my mind is very deliberately holding on to my belief in disease? There's a wonderful story by Dr. David Hawkins, whom I believe many of you might know. He was a psychiatrist and doctor and a student of the course for many years, and tried to bring those thoughts into, say, modern and scientific language. And there were many people contacting him whom he could help, and he also was able to help himself. Like, for instance, once he was, I think, somewhere out in the desert, and he was cutting wood, and he cut off his, I think it was his thumb. But he was very well trained in looking at every situation from a mindful perspective, and so he would, the first thought he heard, this is written down in a book of his called Healing and Recovery, David Hawkins, Healing and Recovery. The first thing he heard was, I am not a body, I am free. I am not a body, I am free. And it was not just words in his head, it was like angels or celestial voices really rejoicing these words within him. I'm not a body, I'm free. I'm not a body, I'm free. And he was, after all, he had his finger cut off, but he didn't go nuts, and he just focused on his divinity. And then he somehow he was taken to a hospital, and he was there in the operation room with the doctor, and the doctor wanted to give him some analgesic injection or something, but he said, no, please don't do that. Because this thumb was still somehow, parts of it was still hanging on his hand, but most of it was gone, but parts of it, and the doctor said, but I have to cut that off and it's gonna hurt, and but he said, no, I can't take those analgesics, I'm allergic to that. But don't worry. I know how to handle that. Just do your job. Just go along. And so, instead of this experience of his becoming a very traumatic thing, where he could have really easily plunged into all of his panic and fear, he decided to focus again and again, to focus on good thoughts. And what I remember from his book was this thought, I am not a body, I am free. I'm not a body, I am entirely free. And so the doctor went on and did his operation and took his entire finger off. And he said, instead of experiencing this as such a traumatic thing, he was in heaven. He really experienced this light. He experienced the power of this light instead of experiencing the pain of his body. And the doctor really was very astounded at this whole situation. But this is just an example of what the power of our minds is able to do. It is just a question of focus. It really is just a question of focus. And this is such a precious information that we're getting here from the Course in Miracles, this cannot be underestimated. And when we remember thoughts like that, in case of an attack of disease, or say an attack of pain, this heals, it helps us recover so much faster and easier too. I think I mentioned that once already. There's this elderly lady in our little course group here in Munich, and she went skiing. She's, I think, 73 or something like that, and she fell, and she broke her, how do you call that, bone by the throat clav, or by the shoulder clavicle. She broke that bone, and she just, what she did was actually something that she also had learned through Dr. David Hawkins. She didn't focus on a good sentence like "I'm not a body, I'm free," and thus move herself out of this situation entirely. What she did was she experienced the pain, and she just surrendered to this pain. She really just opened up entirely to this pain, and sort of was taken through it. And even though she's 73, and it's known that at that age bones don't heal so easily, she recovered so rapidly. Now, I would very much like to read from a lesson from the Course. And it's a lesson about happiness. And it says, it's lesson 102, and it says, "I share God's will for happiness for me." And God wills me to be happy no matter what might happen in my physical experience of life. God wants me to be happy even if I'm presently very ill, even if I'm presently having this and that problem. And I am called to sharing this will of God's if I want to do so. I do share God's will for happiness for me. You do not want to suffer. You may think it buys you something and may still believe a little that it buys you what you want. Yet this belief is surely shaken now, at least enough to let you question it and to suspect It really makes no sense. It has not gone as yet, but lacks the roots that once secured it tightly to the dark and hidden secret places of your mind. Today, we try to loose its weakened hold still further and to realize that pain is purposeless, without a cause, and with no power to accomplish anything. It cannot purchase anything at all. It offers nothing, and it does not exist. And everything you think it offers you is lacking in existence like itself. You have been slave to nothing. Be you free today to join the happy will of God. Here is your home, and here your safety is. Here is your peace, and here there is no fear. Here is salvation. Here is rest at last. Now just say, I willingly share God's will for happiness for me, and I accept it as my function now. That's my job. That's my job here, long as I'm walking this little blue planet. That's our job, long as we're here. To share God's happiness as our function. To prove that we can be happy, no matter how difficult the situation may be that we are in. And when we choose this happiness and choose it again and again, because we have thousands of opportunities to do so every day, when we do that again and again and again, this will have such impact on our own situation, on the problems we might experience, on the disease we might have. Because, of course, this triggers all the good hormones lying dormant in our glands. And flushes our bodies with good hormones. And this is what triggers healing. So let us focus on just on being happy, and being happy independently of our situation. This is the main point, independently of the situation. This is what our great teachers demonstrated to us. This is what Jesus demonstrated to us, and all the other ones. Just be happy. Why? Because you're not alone. Because the power of life and love. And freedom is right there. It's right within you. It's sort of streaming through you. It's even streaming through your entire body. It's first it's streaming through your minds, and then it's, of course, it's streaming through your bodies when your minds open up to it. So let's allow this stream of happiness to flow through us. Let's allow this stream of lightness to flow through us. Let's allow this stream of healing to flow through us. It's the stream of solution. And when we have problems, of course, this is the most intelligent thing we can do, is to focus on where solution is. And here it is, right at hand. Even closer than that. Because the divine is right here, and right now, and right in this very situation. Even though I might be lying in a hospital and have a broken leg or what have you. Or even if I might lie on my deathbed, it doesn't matter, because this stream of life is always there. I just have to learn to change my focus and really learn that. Use this little precious life here on this earth to learn that. It's the best thing we can ever learn. And it will not only help ourselves, but it will also help our entire environment. When we demonstrate to people, no, I'm not a victim of this situation I'm in. Of course the situation is difficult. Of course I have to try and handle it somehow. But I'm not a victim of this situation because my spirit is free. I'm a free child of God. I am a free son of God. I am a free daughter of God. I'm a free being of this universe. And this entire universe is inside of me. We're the ones we've been waiting for. I don't like this word savior so much, but it is true. We are the ones who are, and each and every one of us who are able to save this life. I'll read from another lesson from the Course where this topic has sort of evolved a bit. It's lesson 190. It's, I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. Pain That's what Jesus tells us. That's what the Holy Spirit tells us. Pain is a wrong perspective. When it is experienced in any form, it is a proof of self-deception. It is not a fact at all. There is no form it takes that will not disappear if seen aright. Pain is a sign, illusions reign in place of truth. It demonstrates God is denied, confused with fear, and perceived as mad. Peace to such foolishness. The time has come to laugh at such insane ideas. It is your thoughts alone that cause you pain. Nothing external to your mind can hurt or injure you in any way. There is nothing in the world that has the power to make you ill or sad or weak or frail. But it is you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. As you perceive the harmlessness in them, they will accept your holy will as theirs. And what was seen as fearful now becomes a source of innocence and holiness. My holy brother, think of this a while. The world you see does nothing. It has no effects at all. It merely represents your thoughts. And it will change entirely as you elect to change your mind and choose the joy of God as what you really want. Yourself is radiant in this holy joy, unchanged, unchanging, and unchangeable forever and forever. And would you deny a little corner of your mind its own inheritance and keep it as a hospital for pain, a sickly place, where living things must come at last to die? The world may seem to cause you pain, and yet the world as causeless has no power to cause. As an effect, it cannot make effects. As an illusion, it is what you wish. But your idle wishes represent its pains. Your strange desires bring it evil dreams. Your thoughts of death envelop it in fear, while in your forgiveness does it live. Let us just let those thoughts just resonate. Let those thoughts resonate within us. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I cannot say I always succeed in doing so. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Just like last night, I had those jerking legs, those cramps in my legs, and it wouldn't stop for, I think, even 3 or 4 hours or so. And I got so mad. I got so mad. And I remembered this sentence, but I wasn't able to really shift or focus entirely onto the divine. I realized I was constantly again and again focusing on these painful neuropathies going on in my legs. And I got so mad. And eventually, finally, then I got up and took a shower, and then somehow it got better. And today, in the course of this day, I realized it was not the pains in my legs, but there was some unsolved situation in my personal life that just got me mad. Unfortunately, in the course of this day, I just got that figured out, and a solution presented itself. And because as these neuropathies happen at night, I thought, well, I must have eaten something wrong. But I'm pretty sure this was not the case. What was the case? There was some unsolved problems still keeping my mind busy. A situation where I hadn't really just clearly and deliberately taken my stand. And so this had been what actually had gotten me so mad, and those neuropathies were sort of a reflection of this unsolved problem. And it's so helpful to look at life really like this, from this point of view. There is no outside force that wants me to be unhappy, that wants me to be sick, that wants me to have experienced pain. There is no such thing as an outside force. Why? Because this world is representing our thoughts. So, what could possibly be outside of us? It's all happening within. And it's within that the solutions can easily be found. And it's within that the stream of life can be filled and can be focused on. Remember, there is, or let's remember, there is only one God, one divine life. So, what is this divine life? Being forced to focus on very often on thoughts of limitation. And who is forcing this divine life to focus on thoughts of limitation? I am doing that. And you are doing it in case you're doing it. I really always have to point at my own nose. First of all, I am doing it. I am causing the pain. I am causing the separation. I am causing the limitation. I am causing all these problems and wars, etc., etc. But I can choose, fortunately, I can choose again, and I can choose differently. And I can really just decide, no, I don't want to focus on that anymore. And every situation, like in my case with those jerking legs last night, I can just use it as an opportunity to learn what is going on in my mind and to correct myself. And then, of course, also a recovery of the body will be the outcome eventually. So let us just go with God. Go with the divine. No matter what religious culture we may come from, this really is not the point. The point is just to remember that love is right there with us. And let us use any disease and any problem we have not as something to start doubting our divine inheritance, but as a wonderful situation to learn to refocus on the divine again, on to our divine source again. Pain, I continue reading. Pain is the thought of evil taking form and working havoc in your holy mind. Pain is the ransom you have gladly paid. I say this to Christoph, have gladly paid not to be free. In pain is God denied the son he loves. In pain does fear appear to triumph over love, and time replaced eternity and heaven. and the world becomes a cruel and bitter place where sorrow rules and little joys give way before the onslaught of the savage pain that waits to end all joy in misery. Lay down your arms, Christoph, and come without defense into the quiet place where heaven's peace holds all things still at last. Lay down your arms and come without defense into the quiet place where heaven's peace holds all things still at last. Lay down all thoughts of danger and of fear. Let no attack enter with you. Lay down the cruel sword. Lay down the cruel sword of judgment that you hold against your throat, and put aside the withering assaults with which you seek to hide your holiness. Here will you understand there is no pain. Here does the joy of God belong to you. This is the day when it is given you to realize the lesson that contains all of salvation's power. It is this: pain is illusion, joy reality. Pain is but sleep, joy is awakening. Pain is deception, joy alone is truth. And so again, we make the only choice that ever can be made. We choose between illusions and the truth, or pain and joy, or hell and heaven. It's only one joy, one choice, only one choice, not billions of choices. It's one central choice. Let our gratitude unto our teacher fill our hearts, as we are free to choose our joy instead of pain, our holiness in place of sin, the peace of God instead of conflict, and the light of heaven for the darkness of the world. Let us just breathe these sentences for a little while. Let's breathe this gratitude unto our teacher, unto the divine. Let's breathe this choice that we have made, this choice for light, this choice for health, this choice for happiness, this choice for holiness. This choice for freedom. Let us breathe this decision of ours. Let us say, yes, this is my choice. Whoever wants to do so, yes, this is my choice. I want to be whole, and I want to be healed, and I sure want to be happy, and I want to be free, and I want to be that right now. This is my choice right now, right this very instant. This is my choice. And I won't believe the feelings of my body that are still telling me that I'm sick. No, my spirit tells me that I'm free. My spirit tells me that I'm healed. My spirit tells me that I'm whole. This is the shift. And especially when we are ill, we have instead of lying in bed and complaining about life, we have a wonderful opportunity to use exactly this situation where we feel so very ill and so very sick, and perhaps even without hope. Perhaps we might think there's nothing we can hope for. There is so much we can hope for, and there is more than that, so much we can believe in. We can just use this situation to finally start believing in ourselves. Believing in what we really want. Just focusing on happiness, focusing on lightness. And we can do that again and again, because especially when we're sick, there are constantly those thoughts running around through our minds. Oh my gosh, I'm so sick, and I hope this medicine will help me. But no, the doctor wasn't sure if this was going to help me. These thoughts are exactly the thoughts that keep us from recovering quickly. And I really, personally, I've been sitting in this wheelchair and walking on those crutches for so many years, and I was so damn sick, and I was constantly, those thoughts were running around through my mind. And when finally one day I said to myself, I want to be happy, I want to be happy, I don't care about those neuropathies any longer, I don't care about all those problems that I might have, I want to be happy. This decision triggered really this stream of healing. I never would have believed this could be possible, but it proved to be true. And of course it took days and weeks and months, and I'm still, my walking ability is still not back to being perfect, but it's pretty good every once in a while. But I stopped focusing on the disease. I just started to focus on what I want, and I want to be happy. I don't have to believe a word this Course in Miracles tells me. I just have to believe what I really want. I don't want to die. I want to be happy, and I want to be alive. Be that in a body or outside of a body, I really don't care. I want to be alive, and I want to be happy. And this we can focus on without even believing in the dear Lord. Because this is what our souls want to be. They don't want to feel depressed. They don't want to feel all this fear and anger. They want to be free. And this is a choice we can make in each and every instant. And we can give up in each and every instant our judgments about this world, our judgments about whatever. And it's so important. It's so important also to not to walk around and constantly think, oh, this world is a hospital, everything is a hospital. No, it's not. This world is heaven in truth. This world is our home in truth. This is where the divine is. And the divine is shining through all this sickly appearance the world so often seems to have. So, dear Lord, please help us not to judge the world anymore, not to judge others any longer, not to focus on our judgments anymore, but help us just to focus on our happiness, and help others to find that happiness through seeing it shine through us. Yes, my dear folksies, that's it for today. I thank you very much for sharing this with me, and it's been very helpful for me again, just as well. And I wish you a very good week and hear you again 1 week from now. Bye-bye. All the very best. Bye.